look at today's headlines. Montgomery police have opened a death investigation after a shooting over the weekend. Authorities say a man was found shot to death in the 4000 block of LH Hamilton Road around 6 o'clock Sunday night. Police are investigating what led up to the shooting. Lawmakers return to the capital city today for the start of the legislative session. The state prison system and gambling are expected to be among the hot topics. Governor Kay Ivey gives her State of the State address tonight. And the Southern Poverty Law Center has named a new president. The SPLC introduced human and civil rights leader Margaret Huang as the new president and chief executive officer. She's currently the executive director of Amnesty International. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I take my daughter and her college friends out for sushi? Here's my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low, fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. And pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Want an even lower interest rate? Apply today at lightstream.com/news and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/news for an additional discount. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/news for more information.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228. Any caller, including Tammy, can get in on Sweet Free Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. What's in that gift basket? $6 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Free Farm Market. And then if you're a first-time caller, which Tammy is not, then you can have your name put in twice. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Tammy. Tammy, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Come in.
But you're going to give me month and day of birth.
3-5.
You would really like to win that basket, wouldn't you?
I really would, because I didn't know I could actually.
Have you been there?
So, yes. Oh, yes, I have, actually.
Good, good, good.
Ice cream.
It's a great place. What's on your mind today, Tammy?
Oh,
I know you know. I knew we didn't have enough time for you before the break. So I've the runway is clear. You're ready for takeoff, my dear.
I would have had enough time. Yeah, this whole Democrat thing with the debacle and all, I mean, it's just further illustrates.
Tammy, your phone is a little fading. Are you driving?
Uh-oh. Hold on. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you much better. Thank you.
Okay. Demonstrate how they can't even run a party, much less a country.
You're going back to being faded now.
I don't know what's wrong. You still there?
I can now. You're good.
Huh? I'm on the road, but they can't run a party, much less a country. The other thing is, last night I was watching, and I know I'm very boring. I switched on to C-SPAN to see some of the arguments that they were making in their closing case. And I saw one of the House managers. I heard him talk about the Senate and what a non-sway body, basically, is what he said. And he referenced Hamilton, and he also referenced Webster, which was around the Civil War. And the funny thing about that is, back then, there was no 17th Amendment to where legislatures sent their own senators, and they were not directly elected by the people. So they are very much bought and paid for. And I just found it ironic that he would use those two quotes about the solemn body.
The and you like the one when they were they were doing this interview on Fox and Friends, interviewing these young people, and one was a Buttigieg, and the reason he liked Buttigieg is because of his religious belief.
It was Bernie, because Bernie followed his faith. He was going to vote for Bernie, and they said, "And how is that?" And he said, "Well, he loves and he take care of other people." And that's what we're supposed to do. You know, it's just the reasons for some of their following were not grounded in anything other than just gimme, gimme, gimme. Now, I will say there are black people in Iowa. Fox found one and interviewed her. She was very well spoken. It turns out she was probably a Trump fan. But she just didn't see anybody on the Democrat side that she thought she could get behind. And that speaks very poorly for them, very poorly. That it's so splintered. And it's such a mess. Just a big old mess. Now, the state of the state and the state of the union are both tonight.
So what do you think the president
is?
That is. What do you think the president is going to say tonight?
Well, I'm hoping that he doesn't have on his empty camera bridges.
Tammy, you're fading. You're fading again. Tammy, can
uh-oh.
You, there you go.
Yep, can you hear me?
I can much better.
I'm hoping he doesn't put on his empty hammer clothes and run across the stage saying too legit to quit.
That was good, Tammy. I can envision that. I can envision that.
Wait, the president or Kay Ivey?
The president.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has to get acquitted first, but after that, I can just see somebody doing a meme or a GIF, which I don't know how to do, you know, using MC Hammer and too legit to quit. But, I'm hoping that he will keep it positive, thankful. I hope he doesn't say anything about impeachment, because when he does the State of the Union, he seems to be more presidential. And it's much more received. The best part of all of it will be watching Nancy Pelosi not wanting to stand, and the Democrats with their sour faces as he talks about all of his accomplishments. You know, they were talking about how farmers are hurt in Iowa. Well, you know, he just passed and got signed the USMCA, which helps farmers. I just don't understand. They really live in their own reality.
They really do. Tammy, again, you're fading in and out. You next time, you must call me from the office.
Next time, I will call you from a landline.
Please do. Tammy, enjoy talking to you.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good day.
Yeah, putting the... That just seems weird to me, putting the State of the State the same night as the State of the Union. Did they do that on purpose?
I don't know. Let me tell you something. The number of people who are going to say the State of the State will be tiny.
Yeah. You know, and I do, the more I find out about her
I had a legislator who asked me, he said, would you like tickets to the State of the State? I said, did I do something wrong to you?
And say what you
want. Are you mad at me?
About the Ivy administration. The more I learn about her personally, I mean, her with the spot in her lung, they took care of that. But when I saw the story, did you see it last week? It was just a simple story. It's like Governor Kay Ivey tripped over her dog, Missy. So if you see the governor in a sling, she hurt her shoulder because she tripped over her dog, and Missy is okay.
Like, man, slow news day, huh?
Yeah, it's, you know, given that the governor's actually fine, that's hilarious. I mean, it could happen to any of us. Those little dogs getting underfoot.
And some more than others.
Yeah.
Ed O'Keefe is in Iowa. Let's listen to him talking about the Iowa, I now call it, debacle.
Political correspondent Ed O'Keefe flew overnight from Iowa to New Hampshire through a cloud of uncertainty, I expect, Ed. Pete Buttigieg, you heard, just talked about to us about his campaign's estimate from Iowa. He says he's the winner. Does he have reason to be confident, do you think?
No, not necessarily, Anthony. And frankly, for a candidate who has talked about his concerns with the misinformation that the president has spread, and someone who has campaigned on his belief in science and facts, to be spreading incomplete facts this morning is pretty astounding. But he needs to do that because he'd like to come into this state with a big head of steam and try to prevail going into Tuesday. But let's take a look at example at some of the data that his campaign is sharing. The numbers from his team, unverified by Iowa Democrats and CBS News, say he captured 28% of the state's delegates from three-quarters of the reporting precinct. So that's only 75% of the potential data. But he isn't the only candidate declaring victory or some kind of victory right now. Senator Bernie Sanders' team last night put out their own numbers for nearly 40% of caucus precincts, even fewer locations, indicating that he was in the lead and Buttigieg was in second place. Again, those numbers are unverified by the Democratic Party of Iowa and CBS News. Without any real answers in Iowa, presidential hopefuls are now here in New Hampshire trying to find some sense of momentum and realizing that any momentum they could have gotten from a definitive victory right last night, at least, is gone for now. As one aide to one of the campaigns told me after we all landed here in New Hampshire this morning, quote, this deflates any potential momentum for any candidate.
O'Keefe is pretty good. I mean, he's like, you know, he caught on to the fact that Mayor Pete says one thing, and all of a sudden, I mean, I was kind of surprised when he seized the mic and went over there and had the people. By the way, the four black people that live in Iowa, they were behind him on that stage.
I noticed that.
Talk about pandering.
He gave what...
I mean, it's kind of like he had a big sign that said, yes, black people do like me.
Well, and I have to say, it's a weird comparison, but he's the one who sounds the most like Obama. The way he speaks, the themes he uses.
The cadence.
Yeah, down to exactly that. I listen to Bernie's, and Bernie is just so... And Bernie's Bernie, but it's...
Bernie is Bernie.
I'm building a movement, a revolution, and then Elizabeth Warren's just sad.
Bernie, I'm telling you, The problem is he's saying all this stuff and trying to back it up. He'll never be able to do it.
Yeah.
Let's continue on with O'Keefe. This, the week lineup, and then his own to New Hampshire.
Remember, the State of the Union is tonight. The impeachment vote is tomorrow. There's a new debate Friday night that could reset the race entirely, and everybody should just throw out New Hampshire and focus, or throw out Iowa and focus here on New Hampshire. That's the words of one senior aide to one of these campaigns.
So that's a pretty astounding statement to throw out Iowa, Ed. New Hampshire's a week away, so what are the candidates doing to get ready?
There are dozens of events across New Hampshire today as these candidates head to diners and community centers and will be meeting with voters across the state. Most candidates landed here directly from Iowa early this morning, including Senator Amy Klobuchar, Andrew Yang, and Senator Elizabeth Warren. Warren told CBS News, quote, "When I left Iowa, I said it's too close to call, and it still is, but I feel good," unquote. But not all the candidates are as optimistic. We're expecting former Vice President Joe Biden's team especially to raise major concerns later today if when the caucus results are released. If the state Democratic Party doesn't produce a paper trail for all roughly 1,700 precincts in the state, we can expect his lawyers will go to court. It'll be a two-pronged battle, a legal battle, certainly, to figure out what went wrong, but also a PR or expectations battle. Because remember, in the closing days of this campaign in Iowa, it looked as if Biden wasn't going to do that well. So he'd like to sort of diminish or raise concerns about those results as much as possible to give him potentially a better showing here in New Hampshire and send him off into Nevada and South Carolina. Meanwhile, some Republicans are already seizing on last night's caucus mishap to mock Democrats. Take, for example, what Donald Trump Jr. tweeted, quote, "Everyone's really excited about the prospect of turning over our entire health care system to you guys," he said about Democrats, arguing that if they can't even get an election done, how could they run the country?
That's a lot of information, a very kind of short piece, but Ed O'Keefe was pretty good, and he's spot on with it. I'm telling you, Biden is going to fight this thing no matter what. He's going to try to get them not to get out the information. They get it out, they're going to challenge it. They're going to say it's incomplete. If they do 50% and say, well, you don't have the other 50% that I did well in. Biden campaign is in real trouble. And believe it or not, this election, the New Hampshire primary is 1 week from today. And this thing's going to hurt. They're going to do a whooping, I believe, on Joe Biden. They're going to be back right after this.
I'm much too fast to take that test.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn and face the strange. Changes. Don't want to be a richer man.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
The folks at the Health and Wealth Show would like to know if you've ever wanted to own your own business. If the answer is yes, then get ready to take advantage of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The Health and Wealth Show is giving you the business. Recently, a well-known local pizza parlor closed its doors, and now it's your chance to step in and take up where they left off. If this sounds like a good deal to you, well, you need to listen to the Health and Wealth Show. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7 on News Talk 93.1. We'll tell you all about it. And for even more information, call David Ernest at 334-279-7431. I dare say nothing like this has ever happened in the history of Montgomery Radio. Don't quote me on that. I just can't think of anything. For all the details, listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV. When the moon hits you, I like a big pizza pie. That's some more.
Start with Lowe's and save big to update your bathroom. Because when you spend up to $1,000 or more on select vanities, faucets, toilets, and more during our bath event, you can get up to $250 back via Lowe's gift card rebate. And shop our store and save event to pick up an Edsel 72-inch by 48-inch 5-tier steel freestanding shelving unit for $10 less, now $79.98. Whatever it takes to get the job done right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 2-5, U.S. only.
My son was playing in the finals, which I hated to miss, but I had a big deadline at work. Thanks to Total Wireless, my husband streamed the game to me over the nation's best network.
Yep, I'm your cameraman.
It was awesome.
Except for how tired my arms got.
Aw, thanks, babe.
You got this with Total Wireless. Get an unlimited plan for $25 a month, no contract. With a gig of high-speed data, then 2G, on the nation's best 4G LTE network. Total Wireless, total confidence. Available at Walmart. See terms and conditions at TotalWireless.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Ah, yes. To show you how screwed up things are, let's listen to Major Garrett on a report from Iowa. This is Major Garrett on Iowa. We're having an opener, and then you're going to hear Major Garrett.
If you went to bed thinking, okay, we don't have Iowa results, and you woke up like I did, okay, now we'll turn on the TV and you'll know.
Still, it just 0000 across the board.
A lot of zeros on the board today. Welcome to CBS This Morning, and that's where we begin. The only results from the Iowa caucus at this hour are chaos and confusion. Never good. Here are the numbers, as we said, right now.
Yeah, they are.
A lot of zeros. There it is, Anthony, all across the board. CBS News cannot declare a winner because...
there ain't any results.
Exactly right. Iowa's Democratic Party has not released the final count because they don't have it. We expect it, though, later today. The party says in a statement, we found inconsistencies in the reporting of three sets of results. CBS News is also being told the party did not fully test its new reporting systems in some areas.
Now, after the caucuses, but before any kind of official count came in, candidates rallied their supporters. And Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Senator Bernie Sanders both seemed to claim victory overnight. Other candidates withheld judgment until that final call comes in. This morning, most of the candidates have moved on to New Hampshire, where the first-in-the-nation primary is just 1 week away. Let's go to Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett, who is outside Democratic headquarters in Des Moines. Major, I want to ask you what happened, but it seems like the story is no one really knows what happened. So tell us about these inconsistencies the party found.
Well, let's try to figure out what that actually means. Nobody knows. The state party's not explaining what inconsistencies mean. What we do know is it pledged to count and then report three different set of numbers. The first number, everyone's first caucus choice upon entering. The second, that realignment number. And the third, delegates won by each candidate. Well, the state party says it's still trying to verify, crunch all those numbers before it's comfortable in reporting them. We should also note the state party, as mentioned, was trying out a brand new system this year, one that appears to have been overwhelmed and not tested thoroughly enough. One problem, the telephone app did not work as imagined. That's putting it mildly. So this morning, the two chief political experts of Iowa are uncertainty and embarrassment.
Uncertainty and embarrassment. Let's go to Kurt. Kurt, one more to the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. I got a lay out theory for you.
Please.
Trump actually won the Democrat side of the caucus.
I like that.
That's why they're all in a fury. I'm enjoying the show. You have a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate it. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. Got a technical glitch here. Let's see what's going on. Let's listen to the second part of Major Garrett. Dems declare victory.
We know there's delays, but we know one thing. We are punching above our weight.
Democratic contenders, shocked by the lack of results, rallied their supporters to cheer what might be.
By the time it's all said and done,
Iowa, you have shocked the nation.
When those results are announced, I have a good feeling we're going to be doing very, very well here in Iowa.
But the mess in Iowa means the battle for the Democratic nomination has stumbled out of the gate.
I gotta say, I'm a numbers guy. We're still waiting on numbers from tonight.
Iowa Democrats were stunned and confused.
I don't really understand. It's pretty vague when we're just told that the results were delayed and there's no reason given.
In the end, like, there are numbers. So where are the freaking numbers?
Precinct chairs reported glitches with an app that was supposed to be used to send results to the party. Tina Weber, precinct secretary of Waukee 2, said she had to rely on other methods.
We couldn't have people waiting in that room packed in hot just because the app wasn't working.
Those who tried to call in their results experienced long holds.
Thank you for calling the Iowa Democratic Party's caucus hotline. All of our representatives are currently busy.
I can't wait till SNL gets this. Don't you know they're going to have a good time with it?
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun.
they were showing the Democrat headquarters, their state headquarters in Des Moines, and they had the lights on and nobody was in there. And I could just see the guy walk by and you see the shadow of him taking a bottle of whiskey and throwing it up and downing it right there on the spot. Like, whoa, what a night this has been.
Yeah, well, I think they should do it like it's coverage. Like somebody over their shoulder, somebody watching TV coverage and all the crap's happening. But then you zoom out and it's like Hillary Clinton sitting there sipping wine live from New York at Saturday night.
I like that. So continuing with Major Garrett. Major Garrett had a pretty serious piece here. The party says it was a reporting issue. That's what the guy said last night.
In a statement, the Iowa Democratic Party said, "This was simply a reporting issue. The app did not go down, and there is not a hack or an intrusion." The day before the caucus, we asked State Party Chairman Troy Price if he had any fear about tech glitches or other problems.
Do you have a nightmare scenario, and if so, what do you do about it?
These are probably the most prepared we've ever been as a party for these caucuses. We've run through a few different scenarios, but I can tell you we're ready.
Former presidential candidate Julian Castro, now a supporter of Senator Warren, said the delay proves one thing.
This simply is not the way that we should do this. It was a complete mess.
Dallas County Democratic Party Chair Bryce Smith tried to put the best face on things.
It's better to get the information right the first time than to 3 days later go, oh, actually, you know, this is what happened.
But as the night wore on, candidates shifted their attention to the next contests.
East to New Hampshire and then west to Nevada.
So it's on to New Hampshire. Nevada, South Carolina, well beyond.
Well, Major, it sounds like Troy Price may need to reevaluate his assessment of their readiness there in Iowa. But I got a question for you about the voters. They gave up their evening to go out and caucus. Yep. How are they feeling today?
Well, everyone wants to know what happened. And think about this. The candidates didn't come here to campaign for the Iowa caucuses. I mean, that's what they came to campaign for, not the to-be-determined caucuses. And for the voters, thousands of whom showed up to these caucuses for the very first time, this is not what they expected, certainly not what they promised. So the Iowa Democratic Party better get its act together and soon if it's going to claim any legitimacy in this process.
Let me tell you, the guy who was the head of the Democrat Party was on Fox during the weekend, and he was talking about, oh, we got all this stuff done, we're ready. And if you heard, some of the people were complaining last week that they didn't feel that the app was working and some problems. They didn't test it, by the way. They just did it. Talk about dumb. That is dumb. Let me go to a break. We had played a clip from Steve Bannon. Was he prophetic when he and things he said yesterday? He'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. That you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the east? Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tea?
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
How would you like to drive a 2020 Infiniti QX50? Well, now you can, because Wind Creek Wetumpka is giving away not one, but two Infiniti QX50s in our Infiniti and Beyond giveaway. You can earn chances to win now, and be sure to come in for the grand prize drawings on February 1st and February 15th. The QX50 may be the nicest SUV on the road today, and you have two chances to win. So come play at Wind Creek Wetumpka and go to Infiniti and Beyond.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Democratic presidential winners and losers in the Iowa caucuses, still a mystery, though we are getting closer to some answers, with the Iowa Democratic Party supposedly telling campaign officials it plans to release the majority of results they have by 4 p.m. Central Time today.
The chairman of the party says there were some inconsistencies with data that was being reported through an app they were using. So there's no indication of a cybersecurity intrusion. The problem was with the code written to report the data.
Fox's Mike Tobin. President Trump calling an unmitigated disaster. Back in court today, the case of the nearly year-old Texas girl on life support since she was born.
Doctors for Tinsley Lewis say, unfortunately, there is nothing more they can do for the little girl because she is terminal.
Fox's Casey Stiegel. The child's family is fighting to keep on life support. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Our little spring preview continues today, breezy and warm with a high in the middle 70s. Scattered spotty showers around today and tonight from time to time. Tonight's low 62. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms possible really any time, but especially by the afternoon and evening hours. And the greatest severe weather threat would be from late Wednesday afternoon through the overnight hour. Damaging winds expected in these stronger storms can't rule out a tornado, and excessive rainfall totals are possible as well. Wednesday's high in the middle 70s again, and then more rain on Thursday with highs in the mid-60s, then breezy and much cooler on Friday. Hey, get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Be ready for the action. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You don't have to talk all night. I'm a man who can't say no. You don't have to twist my arm. Just point me where you want to go. Take me to the action. Take me to the track. Let's listen to the Department of Homeland Security acting director was talking about the Iowa problem and that they had offered actually to stress test their app.
Let's talk about what's happening in Iowa. It's a mess there with their smartphone app, simply unable to report the results. Meanwhile, this morning, the head of the DHS Cybersecurity Department now saying the app used for caucusing in Iowa was not vetted by anybody at DHS, despite the fact that they offered. Why? Here with reaction is the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf. Everybody's been talking about this app. It was going to change everything. As it turns out, behind the scenes, before they used it last night, DHS had offered to what?
app?
So our cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency has offered to test that app from a hacking perspective. They declined, and so we're seeing a couple of issues with it. I would say right now we don't see any malicious cyber activity going on. No one hacked into it, so this is more of a stress or a load issue, as well as a reporting issue that we're seeing in Iowa. But what I would say is that given the amount of scrutiny that we have on election security these days, this is a concerning event, and it really goes to the public confidence of our elections.
Talk a little bit about Election Day security as we look forward to the first Tuesday in November. How sure are we there's not going to be something kooky going on the internet?
Well, I would say that today and this year, we are more secure than we've ever been. So as we look at 2016 and our preparations for 2018, we're even more secure than 16. So we're continuing to learn and build and learn the lessons that we've done. And I would say that we're going to have folks on site as we did in Iowa. We have election war rooms from the department. We have folks on site and ready to support.
And this, I like that guy, by the way. He's knowledgeable and very certain of himself. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rodney. Rodney, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey, how are y'all doing today?
Good. Very good.
Very good. Very good. Dan, it gets hilarious about a minute what they're trying to rig it and take it away. Bernie again, I guess. That's what's going on with the caucus. It's just amazing, ain't it?
Yeah, I think they just plain up screwed up, and I think the person who kind of benefited from that is Joe Biden.
Yeah, my own personal opinion about that is this is the beginning of the setup to block everybody out to get the candidate that they want in office. And so I don't think this is coincidental at all. I don't think that they talk all this. They have a security and voting and this, that, and the other. I don't think they even want any security. They want it to be able to be cracked and filed up so they have the excuse of why they need to wait a day until they get the numbers right and get it how they like it. And it's just the same typical thing like they did to Bernie last time around. But it doesn't really bother me, Dan, because ain't none of them retards can beat Donald Trump, in my opinion. So it's just hilarious to watch. And they actually think that the American people believe all this stuff. And they continue to go on and on with this, that, and the other from the Mueller investigation on down. It's been just one little trick bag after the other. But I'll switch gears a little bit. I look forward to hearing from our great president about the great things he's doing for our great country and the great people who love this country. I don't know about y'all, but that's about my 2 cents of it.
Ronnie, so if you think that they're delaying so they can jimmy the numbers?
I mean, to me, they'd have to prove otherwise beyond a reasonable doubt after last go-around what they did with Bernie in the last election to make sure that Hillary had her slot. And so, to me, this is the biggest bunch of corrupt, crime, singing it kind of mafia-style government individuals that we have all the way across the board, from Schumer to the rest of them. These folks is the worst poison for our country that we ever had. And finally, the American people has got the venom the counter venom to counter all of this, to just block it out and know what's going on. It's just really sad that the Democrat Party, the other, second party of our country with two-party system, has came to this. After watching them through this impeachment craziness and all the investigation with Mueller and watching, the whole nine yards of them, these people is the most foul, wretched people that we could have in the government. And I think, and I'm hoping that the American people know that. And the garbage truck is coming and the trash is going to be put out to send to the dump because we don't need them down there obstructing our great country and the great things that we're doing. And I think that's pretty clear to a lot of folks, Dan.
Well, Ronnie, I appreciate you calling in today. I want you to have a wonderful day.
Y'all guys, y'all keep up the great job y'all doing out there, putting the word out and giving me a few minutes every now and then to speak to the mainstream Republicans out there, which I know all these folks, most of them have woken up and really seen. And I look forward to the next 4 years and hoping that Donald Trump is our president so we can keep our country moving in the right directions, guys. And so y'all keep up the good work over there, Dan and Joey. I appreciate y'all every day, and I'll keep on listening to y'all out here.
I appreciate it. Have a good one. Drive safe. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. Any caller can get in on this weekly phone market. You get basket drawing, but if you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice. Let's go to Kevin. Kevin, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Hey, Joey. I was just wanting to ask you if y'all was in a gun-free zone, because every time y'all go into a little segment there, it keeps I hear sirens.
That was on Rodney's side of the equation, that somebody and somebody else called in, and they had sirens in the back, too.
I agree with that guy last speaker about how they've lost their minds and there's nothing wrong with the machines. They just want, like you said, they want to pick the right one, which I don't think any of them are right enough to beat Trump.
Well, we'll see. The way I look at the optics of this thing and the numbers, the low vote turnout, I can't wait to see these numbers. We probably will not get a clear, complete set until tomorrow, and they'll do it and kind of postmortem on State of the Union and acquittal, so we get blasted out by the news. The news will just overpower this story.
Okay. Well, may I please get into the Sweet Creek?
Joey, what do you think?
I think we'll allow it.
Can we allow it? Kevin, give me your month and day of birth.
It's 3/22.
You got it, big guy. You're in.
Thank you.
Have a good one. News Talk 93.1 FM. Damn, I should have missed where I am on the clock. I need to still do the quarter till break.
Yes.
Okay, we're hitting a break. Coming back to you right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. You don't have to talk all night.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace & Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Christy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
You've been hearing a lot lately about the Poarch Creek Indians' billion-dollar plan for Alabama. Upon closer examination, that figure looks more like, fuzzy math. About a half of that billion won't go to the state at all. It will be spent by the tribe to build two new casinos, one in Birmingham and one in North Alabama. Those casinos will feature Las Vegas-style games like blackjack, craps, and roulette. But it will give the Poarch Creek a monopoly on gaming in the state, prohibiting any private sector competition. The Poarch Creek Plan, good for the tribe, a gamble for Alabama. Call 334-261-0500 and tell your representatives to say no dice to the Indians' plan. 261-0500, 261-0500. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
It's time to show your sweetheart how much you care with a Jenny Lind's floral creation for Valentine's Day. Skip the grocery store flowers and make one quick call, 285-1000. Roses, lilies, beautiful bouquets, and gift baskets designed just for your sweetie. Call Jenny Lind's Creations, 285-1000.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman's running for Congress. He grew up in the family moving van business. Right after we were married, his dad sent him overseas to work with their international agents. Our girls and I didn't see him much then, but he learned so much. When his dad moved to chairman, Jeff became president. Since then, the company has grown from 15 to 70 service centers around the world. Their revenues have increased tenfold. He's the hardest working man I know, and he has been since he was 10. For some reason, God gave him the ability to go more than most and not tire. That might help him in Congress. More later.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A retired Air Force pilot in Pike Road was experiencing some turbulence with his money. So he called Alabama Home Mortgage to see what we could do to help.
We lowered his monthly payment by $587, reduced his term by 5 whole years, and allowed him to skip 2 mortgage payments. With Alabama Home Mortgage as his co-pilot, he was able to soar to new financial heights.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly burden much sooner than you thought ever possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you can save.
Let us show you the Alabama Home Mortgage difference.
Call 567-4223 or visit us at alahomemortgage.com to apply today. NMLS 1586. 36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
Joe Bonamassa is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 has your tickets. Tune into the morning show with Greg, Jay, and Rich all week long to win one pair of tickets per day to see Joe Bonamassa at the MPAC on February 13th.
Hey, I'll try to soothe you. I'll play the blues.
Tickets to Joe Bonamassa at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, February 13th, from News Talk 93.1.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV. I thought that you were on your own.
Can I get your shots in? Well, you better call. Papa D, B dead. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, Joey.
Papa B, how are you, my man?
Well, everything's fine. I'm just getting through with an eye appointment here, so I'm having to wear my glasses as I'm driving.
So did they put the old Belladonna in your eyes? You had to put those crazy looking sunglasses on?
Yeah.
I tell you, when they do that to me, I cannot see. I mean, it's so bright, I can't read my phone, for example.
Yeah. Well, I'm able to drive, thankfully. But
so you say.
That's arguable, really. You know, depending on who you ask, I guess.
There you go.
So, But yeah, I've been watching this now. First of all, we had the circus, and now I guess here comes the freak show with the
clown car.
This is remarkable. And they still haven't got any results, right?
No results. No results as of a little bit before 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, Central Daylight Time.
Are you buying that, Dan? Are you buying that? I'm not buying it.
So what do you think? Do you think Biden did so poorly that they let the cake bake for another day?
Just trying to, it's always shuck and jive, chicken head thing, style over substance, you know. So we got to, it didn't get the results that we wanted, so we're just going to kind of slough it off. I don't think they're trying to, jury rig it or anything like that so much as, they're just trying to belittle the results and, kind of act like nonchalant about it.
Well, hold on. We just read something. Let's hear it in the voice of Donald Trump.
It's on Fox right now. Tonight's address is going to be extraordinarily low key.
That's a quote from the president.
Extraordinarily low key.
Yeah, extraordinarily low key. Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Whatever you say.
Don't you love the stable genius?
Do y'all remember when I tried to buy Greenland?
Would have been a good addition to our property.
Well, it was so sweet. I don't buy the Democrats' line that they can't count up Iowa votes in a day, Dan.
So, okay, well, let me. So, let's talk about the motivation there, or the motive. So, do you think they did that because Biden did so poorly in it, and so they wanted to let the cake bake for another day and a half?
Well, I think of more reasons than that, but one of them could be possibly because, it's such a low turnout and other factors like that. They just want to kind of hold their cards and try to limp on along until they have to show their cards, and hopefully when they do show their cards, time will have passed, and so will interest in the Iowa caucus there. Maybe because of both Biden. I always call him Biden. But maybe just because it was such a mixed up mess. I don't know, or just maybe because it was such a low turnout. So who knows?
Well, I'm looking forward to see, does Chuck Todd pick up on the low turnout concept? If I don't hear anything out of Chuck Todd about that, then Chuck Todd is basically, in my book, going to be a genuine, dishonest person. Because it's a very big deal that it was that low, or as low as I think it is.
Yeah.
But if he didn't mention it, then Chuck Todd is not a political guy. He's a hack.
Well, he's a hack. I've already made my decision about that. But, there may be more than one reason. But my point is this. No matter what the reason, the counting could have already been done by now. I mean, we're talking about Iowa here. We're not talking about New York City or something like that. We're not talking about California. There's just not any good reason why it would have taken this long. And so since there's not any good reason, there must be a number of bad ones, one or a number of bad ones. That's kind of my take on it. I agree with some of your callers there that this is just a crooked bunch, and they walk a crooked line, So I guess we'll find out, as you say, in the fullness of time. But this is a debacle.
By any measure,
you want to cut it.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You don't sit there and say, we are the first in the nation. He was on Fox talking about how prepared they were, that they've been working on this for months, and all the work that they did, and then have this crap happen?
Yeah.
It's either intentional or stupidity, one of the two.
It's got to be intentional, Dan. At this point, it's got to be intentional. I'm telling you, there's some ulterior motivation behind taking this long. It just, you know, I just do not buy the idea that it takes this long to come up with the results from Iowa.
Well, and particularly if they report at 4 o'clock Central Time and it's only half of the numbers, which is, if I'm reading this correctly, they're saying they will report up to 50% of the findings. I mean, that's crazy. That is crazy.
That is crazy.
They need to buy John Merrill. They need to buy John Merrill a plane ticket and get him up there. He'll solve that problem.
Somebody that can count, man.
John Merrill
will solve that problem. I'm enjoying watching the fiasco here.
Are you looking forward to State of the Union tonight?
I am looking forward to it tonight. I'm going to watch with rapt attention here. So. But, you know, in the meantime, I'm working also on a wedding for my daughter.
Congratulations.
And so, well, thank you very much.
When's the wedding going to be?
It is in April, and we've been planning it now for about 6 months. And, Dan, let me tell you, my friend.
I'm glad I don't have daughters.
For old Mr. Krabs here. This is a painful experience.
Is it? It's going to be painful financially and mentally, right?
Well, in the words of Foghorn Leghorn, fortunately, I keep my feathers numbered for just such emergencies.
I remember that particular cartoon.
but it is a painful experience.
Where is the groom from?
He's from here in Wetumpka.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, really a great guy and really absolutely the perfect match for my daughter. I always, you know, fathers, I'm sure I'll go through this, but this, I could not have been happier with my daughter's choice.
Do you have a lot of people coming in from out of town?
Dan, we've scaled it back, but there's still 225 guests coming.
Oh, my God.
So, I'm telling you. And not only that, we couldn't just go with a church wedding.
No.
We've got to have a venue.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm thinking, get a cake, get a preacher, let's have a few family.
Yeah, throw back some whiskey.
Something. I mean, my wife and daughter have these fantastical ways of imagining to spend my money, and you know they're working on champagne tasting. I got a beer budget, you know. So anyway, like I said, painful for Mr. Krabs, but you know we're going to make it through.
Papa B, congratulations! I know you live through it and have a good time. Despite the your wallet being a lot lighter. Have a great day. Joe, Eldon, hang on. Going to a top of the hour break. Dan Morris Show will be back right after this.
Show.